Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your word. Father, we come against every demonic force that's coming against us. I pray today, Lord, that injustice will stop. I pray that those who should forgive, ask for forgiveness, will do so, and those who need to forgive will do so. That you will bring the two together, Father, in one heart of love and kindness. We come against the demonic forces right now that are trying to influence us to destroy a great nation that you have set up, Father. We come against those demon spirits of hatred, bitterness, and revenge right now. We break those spirits right now in the name of Jesus right now. We break the racism right now. I come against that spirit of racism right now. In the name of Jesus, where there's grace, there's no race. Right now, I break those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray all over this world that there will be a repentance, Father, a repentance toward you, Father. I pray that you will magnify Jesus Christ all over the world, Father, by the Holy Spirit. I pray that it will start at the church, Father, at Christians, oh God. Break the hearts of us, Lord. Let us see the importance of a lost person, Lord. Break our hearts, Father. Tear down our empires right now, Lord. Tear them down, Father, so we can humble ourselves before you and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways so you can hear from heaven and heal this land, Father. I pray for that right now in the name of Jesus right now. We break those bondages right now. We break the pits of hell right now. We will not let Satan destroy us, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I know that you are able, Father. Your word says to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. My God, we want to be full of you, because we know you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We refuse to let Satan take over our minds, our hearts. We refuse to let him destroy people's lives. We just come against that spirit. I pray that you will raise up the church to stand and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ like never before. In the name of Jesus right now, give boldness and confidence in the name of Jesus that we will not let Satan come and destroy this land, Father. Thank you, Father, tonight. And I pray that you will speak through us, that you will speak, Lord. Speak to this nation. Speak to this world, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all things, everything that you've done for us, Lord. We love you, Father. We just glorify you. grace that is greater than all of our sins. That is what it's about. Brother Shannon?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 19. You can follow along with me in the Bible. Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. Now, I want you to look at these words and all these scriptures that I quote where Jesus looked up to heaven. Here in verse 19, it says, "And he commanded the multitude," that Jesus, "to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and the two fishes," and notice this, "and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples," that's the 12 disciples, "and the disciples to the multitude." Now, notice the phrase, "looking up to heaven." We have no record of Christ closing his eyes in prayer. Six times he prayed with them open. The first time was in Matthew chapter 14, verse 19, the verse that I just quoted. Now in Mark chapter 6, verse 41 says, "And when he had taken the five loaves," that's Jesus, "and the two fishes," notice it, "he," that Jesus, "looked up to heaven and blessed." Actually, the Jews prayed like this. When they prayed over the food, he said, "Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringest forth bread from the earth." Now, that's actually the actual word that Jesus prayed. And the Bible says, "And brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the two fishes divided he among them." Well, that's the second place that Jesus looked up. And in Mark chapter 7, "And looking up to heaven," that is Jesus, "he sighed." This is the humanity of Jesus. He is God in the flesh, the Son of God, the second person of the divine Trinity. And the Bible says he sighed and saith unto him, "Ephatha," that is, "be open." If you'll notice, every time here that Jesus prayed, he looked up. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 16, it says, "Then he," that is the Lord Jesus, "took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude." So Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell them about the same story. And in John chapter 11, verse 41 said, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid." Now notice this. This is talking about Lazarus. "And Jesus lifted up his eyes." Here it is again. Seemed like every time when Jesus prayed, he looked up. And Jesus said, "I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Well, if that's how Jesus prayed, then that's how we should pray. We should say, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me ahead of time." That is faith. That's how Jesus prayed, and that should be our example. And in John chapter 17, verse 1, Christ prayed to his Father to glorify him. He said, "These words spake Jesus," notice this again, "and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." Well, if Jesus glorified the Father, then everything that we do should also to glorify the Father. Now notice the word blessed in Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. It was a custom for Jews to give thanks to God at every meal. Matthew chapter 15, verse 36. He said, and he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, notice this, and gave thanks. Well, we're to give thanks as well over our food, and break them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And in Mark chapter 6, verse 41, notice this, talking about where he blessed and he gave thanks. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed. There's that word blessed again. And break the loaves, gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them. In other words, we are to bless. And then Mark chapter 8, verse 6 says, and he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and notice it, and gave thanks. We are to give thanks to our Heavenly Father. We are to thank him for what he's done for us in the past. We are to thank him for what he's doing in our life now. We are to thank him for what he's going to do in the future. The Bible said that Jesus brake and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before. And in John chapter 6, verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and notice this, and when he had given thanks. Well, if Jesus gave thanks to the Father, we are to give thanks to the Father. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Well, got one more verse, and I'll be done. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. He said, to preach the gospel in the region beyond you, not to boast in one another's line of things made ready to our hand. Well, you've heard the word of the living God today, and we are to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Well, Jesus loves you. I love you. Now I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that.
Amazing love lay in
Amen. Amen. Tiara, it's your time.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, I want to comfort someone today with being still and knowing that God is God. When Nicodemus in John 3 came to the Lord, he came to him by night. And he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you go down to John 3:16, it said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, I just want to encourage someone to stand in their stillness. I had someone tell me earlier, we need to stay away from still people, still doing the same thing, still looking the same, still broke, still not, you know, doing anything. But the Lord began to talk to my heart on that, and he began to let me know those the ones that are in stillness are the ones that he calls to his kingdom. And he says right here, in Matthew 11:28, he says, Come to me, all you who are worried and burdened, and I will give you rest. Telling me in my dirty scarves, in my sin, in my dirty flesh to come to him just as I was, not as no one else, but as I was, even in my filth. He told me to be still. And as you go to, I just feel like, you know, in my stillness through prayer and supplication, that's when he called me. And in the stillness, that's how I got to keep myself in him. Because God is still in the blessing business. And he's still the same today and tomorrow. And the Lord will protect him and keep him. It says right here in Psalm 41:2, the Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the wills of his enemies. So God is still the same God and still in the blessing business. And it says right here, in Matthew 6:26, it says, Look to the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy? Are you not worth much more than they? So God is letting me know right then and there that our worth is much more than what we think. And like the pastor said earlier, greater is in me than he that's in the world. I have something that's perfect that's living inside me, and he preserves himself in the stillness. Stillness, I found myself, and I found something greater on the inside of me, and that's Christ Jesus, and he's still in the blessing business. So no matter what people say to you, God is still God. He's God yesterday, tomorrow, and today, and he will do great things for you, and you're waiting. I just want to bless someone out there to, you know, stay still in prayer and supplication. And like Brother Sean, I think his name was, I don't remember his name, but just talked. But like he said, he looked up and he said, Thank you, Jesus. See, we got to acknowledge not only the Lord, but we got to acknowledge the Father, and we got to have faith. It says in the Bible, but if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, he can move mountains. So God is letting us know right there in the stillness, he will do great things for us. Thank you all. That's all I have to say. I'll have
won't
a wonderful
you, won't
day.
You pray? Why don't you pray?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you pray for somebody out there that needs that prayer?
Okay.
Father God, in your name, Lord Jesus, we come to you with humble hearts, minds, and spirits. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you cover the brokenhearted today. God, and that you hide them in your under your wings, God, and that you protect them, God, and let them know that, God, that you are still yet God, and that through your name, Lord Jesus Christ, that all things are possible. God, I ask that, God, that you heal our nation, that you take away all hate, that you take away all worry and confusion. God, that you allow us to know, God, who we are in you. God, we are more than conquerors in you. And God, I ask that you, God, that you give each and every one of us an explosion of your love. And God, that each person that receives this love, God, allow it to be like in a domino effect. That God, once it hits one, that God, it doubles and multiplies to for one another. That God, that we can be a nation on our knees. God, I believe that you are and that you can do all things. And I believe, God, that we, God, can do all things through you inside of us. God, it says it in your word that love conquers the multitude of sin. God, I ask that right now, that you, God, bestow love inside each and every one of us and knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. That, God, that your will be done and not our own. That each and every one of us understand that you are the Christ. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, allow any young woman out there today that doesn't know her beauty, that doesn't know, God, her importance in this world, God. It says that you are the lily in the valley, God. I ask that you, God, that you encourage, God, that woman, and that you beautify her through your love. That, God, that she one day come to your word and know that her worth is far above rubies. The Proverbs 31 woman, God, let her know that, God, that she's more in you than she could ever be in this world. Lord Jesus, we just want to say we thank you for being here today, because it says it in Matthew 18 and 20, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So, Lord, I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you right now, Lord, to encourage, to beautify, and to esteem others. These wonderful things in your beautiful name, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, sister. Amen. That's my desire, is to please God. Sister Mary, it's just you.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. You know, it's one thing about this program. I know that it's God's will that I be on this program, but I also enjoy listening to this program. It blesses me. You know, and it's something about the unity amongst us. I mean, the agreement that's amongst us that's uplifting. And, you know, when we are truly interested in God's word, and when we have given our life to Christ, everything becomes new. But when it becomes new, it causes a lot of controversy sometimes. It's like tearing up an old road and building a new one. So it's hard for us to understand some of the things that we have to go through to get from one mountain to another, because there's always a valley. And whatever's in the valley, we got to go through. So we're going to fix our mind not on the trouble that's in the valley, but on the Lord. He said he'd be with us. And if he's with you, you've got no problem. The thing about it is that he's God. He's the Savior. He's the one that shed his blood for us all. Now, tonight I want to do Psalms 91. And it goes with, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In other words, the trouble and problems out there, sometimes we are right in them, and we don't know nothing about it all. He keeps it hid from us. He keeps us, ourselves, we are hid from the trouble, and we don't know nothing about it, and the trouble can't find you. But God is a good God. He's like that. He'll hide you. He'll keep you. And number two, it says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." In other words, the love that we have and to choose life is to choose Jesus Christ, because that's where life is, in Jesus Christ. Life out here in this world, without him, is not life. It's just existing. And you are here in everything that's going on that's not godly. And I'm going to tell you, it's mighty rough out here if you don't know him. But when you know him, he'll hide you. He'll keep you. You can trust him. You can rest in him. You can talk to him and tell him. That's all we need to do, is just be honest. Take it all and give it to him. It's, you know, we're all trying to have our way, and I was the world's worst about what I wanted. And it wasn't necessarily anything significant, except if you said I had to have a fried egg, I wanted a wall one. I wasn't going to agree with you. But with this word, we agree, and we accept each other's decisions and expect each other. One person knows something one way, and another one understands it a different way. So instead of criticizing what somebody else knows or don't know, then we're going to learn from one another. Because if we all put together what we know about any one thing, there's knowledge to be had from that. I didn't know this and I didn't know that. So it's like stone soup. Each one of us throws something in the pot and we turn up something good. But it has to be good intentions put in the pot. Verse 3, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noose of pestilence." Now, if you don't think that snares and noose of pestilence, that's all out there, is imps. And according to where you are out there, all kinds of vices, all kinds of things of this world, to glue you somewhere for the next 10 or 15 years where you can't get out, don't know you in it, can't get out, stuck. And then a lot of time when you get into things like that and they're negative, it affects your health over a period of time. especially if you are not involved with people who are Christian people, somebody to pray for you and show you that that things do change. And the thing about it is that when things get really pressing on us, sometimes we think it's going to last forever. But everything changes except the Word of God. So it can only last a season or two. So we have to make up our mind that we're going to last a season or two. And not only, in other words, like this, you're not going to kill me. I'm intending to stay alive. Because there's a change going to come. But you got to be alive to see the change. So if you've thrown your health away, but not, you know, but not caring about correct food and keeping yourself in the right atmosphere, you know, the wrong atmosphere, you say, well, what has it got to do with me? A whole lot. If you go somewhere that you know you got no business, well, now, tomorrow, you're going to come up, and that's going to come across your mind again to go back again. And if you go two or three times, you'll catch yourself going somewhere you know you shouldn't go. Well, pretty soon, you're going to get stuck there. Well, why do that to start with if it's not God, anything not God? We have to be willing to let Him counsel and guide us and follow Him. That's where life is in Christ Jesus. We have to follow after the Word. We have to study the Word to show ourselves approved. For He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. The Lord shall be thy shield and buckle. He'll do just that. He'll hide you. He will hide you. He will hide trouble from you. He will hide things from you. Where they can't find you and you can't find it, you go right on through and people won't know, well, how did you get through this and that? You didn't even know nothing about it. You know, I have a little saying that about three men. And these three men, you think about any three men that you would like in the coldest place that you can think of. The first little man, bless his heart, he keeled over and froze to death. And the second little man, he got to thinking, Lord, I got to do something else, I'm going to die. But the third man didn't know it was cold. So what was the difference between them? In other words, that third man knew Jesus. And he didn't have to care about the cold or know about it at all. Like the fiery furnace. The fire in the furnace couldn't harm nobody. Couldn't even burn the hair on their arms or nothing. Because why? Jesus was in there with them. And He is our shield and our buckler. And we have to trust Him, not people. We'll get into big time trouble and big disappointments looking to people for things. You getting ready to get disappointed for sure when you're looking to trust somebody. Trust in Jesus. He's where life is, Jesus. We learn the Bible says for us to love one another. He did not say nothing about trusting one another. He said love one another. And that means love you as you are. He loves me just like I am. No matter what, my lowest point in life, He loves me just as much as He does now. So whatever your lowest point might be, He still loves you. Because why? He knows that He is the Savior. And if you reach out to Him, He'll cleanse you and turn your life around. 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of a night or by the arrows that fly during the day. Now, we know about terror. A lot of us are learning about terror that have never known, especially the younger people. Us old folks have been trying to tell the younger people about some things in our lives, and there was no way that they could understand. Even if they saw it on TV, they couldn't understand. Their mind couldn't wrap around it to understand what we were talking about. But now, times are changing. And they begin to see and to know and to understand some of the things about terror. for the arrows that fly by night. In other words, if you stick your head out the door and a bullet go by, a blood run down the street out there, why has our blood got a match and run down the street? It'll run down the street in peace. Why can't we get along? Because Christ is not in our lives. We're trying to have our way. And we have to love the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Not my likes I love, but love the Lord, His way, His word. Let the word of God be my guide and my shield and my buckle. It's what will strengthen me is the word of God and God's power. He's the keeping power and the saving grace, not me. Because why? No way I can deserve it, and you can't pay for it. Jesus is the only one with the power, because why? God gave him all power. Nothing else, Buddha or whoever else. Ain't nobody else got no power. Oh, yeah, but they have all kind of gimmicks and all kind of things going to make you use your strength and your power for things that are not godly. But if you're unlearned, you won't know that it's not God. So we got to study the word of God. We got to get honest with ourselves. So when I clean up my house, then I can help somebody else clean up their house. I can't be over there cleaning up your house and you can't see the floor in my house or my dishes can't get washed. So we got to start with ourselves. And we got to love one another with God's love, which means unconditionally. God loves us unconditionally. In other words, when you do something that don't please me, I won't be bothered with you, don't want to see you, don't want to hear from you. Now, that's my love. But when I exchange my love for His love, I can love you as you are and want you saved to go to be with Jesus. And want you to give your life to Christ and pray for you and your family and your children, your siblings, your father and mother, and mean it for things to be better in your life. That's what we do when we're Christians. We agree that things will be better. And we don't find out your business to go then when I get out of your sight, then I'm going to turn it around to something else. That's not Christ. We're going to agree that Jesus is Lord. He's the Savior. He's the one that has the strength to straighten our lives up. He's the one that if we'll lift Him up, He'll draw all men unto us, unto Him. But we also have a way sometimes when things get kind of easy with us. So we forget about God's goodness, and we begin to think that it's us. It is not us. There is no good in us. The only good in us is Jesus. If He don't keep us, we won't be kept. If He don't save us, He won't be saved. We don't have any of that power. Those things are in the spirit. And that's Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the spirit. He's in the spirit. So that is within you. So our trouble does not come from the outside in. It comes out of us. What is this that's in you that wants to be two-faced to your brother? I want to talk about things that are none of our business. We want to judge somebody. Well, we all got work to be done, and that is to clean up our own dishes, clean up our own life, and to make sure that our life is approved by the Lord. Is He pleased with my life today? We have to go before the Lord and ask Him every day and thank Him for being here. Do you not realize that every week somebody goes away from here? That you know they're going out of here. People are going out of here. And He left us here as long as there's breath. We can praise the Lord. We can lift Him up. But it has to be our choice. We have to do our part. In verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand. but it shall not come nigh you. Have you seen all the problems and all the trouble that you know is out there in the world? You don't have to have any fear. The only fear that you have is that your life is not pleasing to God. That's the only fear you need. And when you have that fear, you're going to be trying to straighten, keep your life like God wants it to be. And you're going to be interested in another person doing the same, which is straighten yourself up. Get to know the Lord. Get to know his love about his grace and his mercy. There's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like his blood that washed away our sins. In verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. In other words, you do these things by choice. Yeah, I can cuss you out. Well, why do I need to do that when I can uplift the Lord? He can take all this foul talk out of my mouth. He did do it. I was a foul talking sister. But all that dropped off of me, because it just got lost. It was just like I never knew it. It's gone. And I give God praise for the cleansing, for the keeping, for the blessing, for his grace and his mercy every day. When you wake up tomorrow or you're alive today, this is the best time you're going to have, because why, you're still here to praise God. You're the one that chooses what you're going to do. I choose to serve the Lord, me and my house. Well, when you choose to serve the Lord, you chose a battle. You chose a battle that you can't win. You have to have Jesus with you to make it, because the whole world is against you. It's all right to want anything, but don't want Jesus, because the world don't want you to have him. Anything else, you are welcome to. But don't come up with Jesus. You can't. What made you think you can have him? You're crazy. Well, it's all right. I've been crazy a long time. And I'm glad to know that Jesus has me, because he has been my sanity. He is my health. And everything, it's not me, it's him. And I'm thankful for it. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and adders, and the young lion and a dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Those things belong under your feet. They don't belong running through your head. Praise and worship and glorifying God belongs in our head. And all those things we need to put all the things of this world, the tribulations and things, that were opposite of what God wants us to do, we need to put them under our feet. We can't put them under our feet by ourselves, but Jesus can help us to get them where they belong, which is out of our head and under our feet, where they'll have to stay. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. In other words, you know, when you know the Lord, you call up on him, you catch yourself calling Jesus, and you'll tell him about this, and you'll tell him about that. Well, he hears, and he answers our prayers. He is a keeper. He don't treat us like we treat each other or like we treat him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And this is the part that comes across my mind so many times. And with life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, when you get as old as I am, you done been through many things. And people expect, they're waiting on you to crash. They're waiting on something bad to happen to you. But when you know Jesus, it doesn't happen. Because why? You have salvation. And so you can trust God for the saving grace. So anybody out there, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we understand that there are people out there with all kinds of problems, but we know you are the answer, Lord. Father God, we ask you to give them ears to hear, Lord. You call them unto you, Lord, so that they might have rest, so that they can come, Lord. Come unto you, Father, and find rest. Find peace, because you are the peace. And there's no way, no other peace on this earth, Father God. They don't understand that peace is not of this earth. Peace is of the Spirit, and that's in Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that you keep and lift up and the people out there who are ignoring your goodness and your grace and your mercy, Lord. Remind them, Father God, that you're the one, you're the keeper, and you love them, Father God. So us that are Christians, Lord God, let us agree that we will pray for our neighbors, for the children of this world, for the government, Lord God, and for the people who are over us. We give your angels charge, Father, over our lives and over this nation, Father God. You are God all by yourself, Father. We can trust you, Lord. We have no doubts, Father. Because we have your saving grace, my Father. And we love you tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. I want to look at a few verses out of St. John, the first chapter, starting at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Remember, the Word of God, everything starts with the Word of God. And that is the thing that we want to try and stop. Even in our churches, we're trying to stop the Word of God. We'll have more singing. We'll have more programs. We'll have more everything, teas and style shows and all of this to keep from preaching and teaching the Word of God. That's why we have weak prayer lives, because we don't have the confidence to know that God will answer prayer. He says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So his will is his word. So when we don't study his word, we will not have faith in him. And when we don't have faith in him, we will not pray intelligently. So I just pray that you will get into the Word of God so you can have a strong prayer life. So when you ask for things, you know that God will answer because it's in his Word. It's in his word. He's already said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. Because it won't be your will anymore, it'll be the will of God. He that has his flesh in the Lord, he will give him the desires of his heart. So when we start operating like God, wow, the sky, or God is the limit. Not the sky, but God is the limit. There's no telling what you will get from God if you start living like him. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the attitude which produces altitude. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch us, that we will not yield to the world's opinions, Lord, but we will stay focused on who we are. We are Christians. We are children of the Most High God. No matter what the world is doing, let us fix us, strengthen us to be able to stand and say, my God is truly alive, and we will stand with him. We'll be like Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the right attitude. Thank you, Father, bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus. We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, and we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God, and we sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and we shout, glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings, the name above all.
only speak what we know. And since we know Jesus, we ought to be able to proclaim it on the mountaintop. We ought to be able to proclaim it in the valley. Wherever we go, we can proclaim Jesus. My God, I love that. Praise God. Well, good night. May God richly bless you, ladies and Brother Shannon, and we will see you on Monday night. Thank y'all for those great messages. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good night. We love you.
Night.
Thank you. I receive that love.